that would do like this, you know? You put them on a, think one person get on one end.
Yeah, we made that too. We find us an old tree or something somewhere around, and we get us a board and carry it around. We took a post and dug a hole in the ground and put it standing up about this high, and we get us a board like a 2x8 or 2x10, be about 12, 14 foot long, and we drive a big piece of iron in the middle of it in that hole, and we spin one another around.
What did you start doing?
Huh? You hang on for dear life, that's what you do. One would be on each end, you know, and after a while you get to where you get dizzy. So yeah. me and one of my cousins, we got his brother on that thing, him and another fella, and we wouldn't stop. We just kept on going, and he turned a while and I turned a while, and after a while he pukes. We spin around that so long until he vomited. He laid out on the boat and vomited. Well, we used to have more trouble, I'm telling you. I don't know how we didn't get crippled. We get in a bunch of pine trees that was close to one another, like, and we go as far as we could in the top of it, and we swing and bend it like that. And we'd come out of that one and go into another one, just like you see Tarzan doing all that. We'd come out of one tree and go into the other one like that, just bending them, swinging them and bending them. I don't know, one of them didn't pop, and I mean, we'd be high too. Heck, we'd be 15, 18 feet from the ground. We'd be doing that. But if that top was to pop, you know where you was going, you were going to hit the ground. We just didn't realize danger. I guess that's all. We used to do that at school.
You did what? You
climb up to the top of it as much as you could, and it'll bend. Small tree, you know. It's limber as the devil. So we just go swinging on it until it would reach that other one we wanted to, and we'd come out of that one and go into that other one. One day we was at school, and this same fellow that puked, the bell rang for us to go in school, and we was way up in the pine tree doing that, and he jumped down, and when he jumped down, they had a bunch of little trees like that, and he must have jumped with his mouth open when he hit the ground. Boy, he tore up all the inside of his palate. He must have had his mouth open, I guess. And he just tore up all the inside of his mouth. Boy, he was rough. We were talking about that night before last at their wake, how much he used to climb and all that. I don't care how high a tree was, the boy would climb it.
He went over and
he'd go to the tip top of it. Didn't worry him a bit climbing. We used to have a big old wild persimmon tree over there. Man, that thing was about that big. And you talk about persimmons. Lord have mercy, they had them then. When that thing would get ripe, you just see that tree just yellow. And we climb up to the top of it like that, shake it just to hear them persimmons hit the ground. It'd be just like a rain. His brother asked me if it was over here yet. I didn't know.
Yeah.
It got blew down in the 47th storm. And boy, that was some good persimmons. You take after a frost pass on them, like, you know. Man, you talk about sweet. I don't know nowhere where they got them right now. They had a tree over there by the bridge, right at the foot of the bridge. And that thing was bare. And my cousin, same one that jumped out that tree, he had to come back and get him a mess of them persimmons. Every year, he knew exactly about what time to come get them, you know. And he come back, he was going to go back home with a big bag full.